Revelation chapter 9. When the fifth angel sounded, I saw a star falling from the heavens to the earth, and he was given the key to the pit of the abyss. So he opened up the pit of the abyss, and smoke came up out of the pit, like the smoke of a huge furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke from the pit. And a kind of locust came out of the smoke onto the earth, and a powerful capacity was given them, as earthly scorpions have power. They were told that they could not injure the grass of the earth, or any green thing, or any tree, but only the men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. These were not permitted to kill men, but to torment them for 5 months. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion sting when it stings a man. And in those days men will seek death, but will not be able to find it. They will desire to die, but death will flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like horses prepared for battle. On their heads there was something resembling wreaths of gold, and their faces were like men's faces. And they had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lions' teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of many horse-drawn chariots rushing to war. And they had tails with a stinger like scorpions, and their power to hurt men for 5 months was in their tails. They have a king over them, the angel of the bottomless abyss. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in the Greek language he has the name Apollyon, the destroyer. The first woe is past. Look, there are still two woes after this. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had one of the trumpets, Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels were released, who had been prepared for that hour, day, month, and year, so that they would kill 1/3 of mankind. And the number of the armies of the cavalry was 200 million. I heard their number. And this is how I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, blue, and yellow. The heads of the horses were like heads of lions, and fire, smoke, and brimstone came out of their mouths. By these three plagues, 1/3 of mankind was killed by the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone, which came out of their mouths. For the power of the horses is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents and have heads with which they do damage. But the rest of mankind, who were not killed with these plagues, refused to repent of the works of their hands, so that they would not worship demons, even the idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see, hear, or walk. And they did not repent of their murders, or of their drug use, or of their sex outside of the marriage covenant, or of their stealing from others. This is the end of Revelation chapter 9.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.